Law enforcement officials are concerned about cloned vehicles. They look like official commercial vehicles, have the same logos apparently outside, but they are not affiliated with the business indicated on the side of the truck. Joining us live, WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green. You've talked with some law enforcement officials about this. How deep is their concern?
Very deep, because what this does is it takes advantage of the average person's confidence in what they see and the world that they live in is exactly as it seems. But there are people out there, as was the case in the situation involving the UPS truck that breached the border from between Texas and Mexico, carrying a load of illegal immigrants into the U.S., it tried to dodge the checkpoint, thinking that the folks at the checkpoint would say, oh, it's just a UPS truck, no big deal, we'll let it go. But Customs and Border Patrol got after them and stopped them. And this same kind of thing is a major concern whenever you have large gatherings of people in areas where people would gather, big buildings. You see trucks like this all the time doing a variety of things. This is what their concern is, because they think people may try to take advantage of the confidence of people.
Well, it's almost impossible to tell if a truck is real or not. If it looks like a commercial vehicle, they're all over the place.
That's one of the big problems right now with hotels around the world, and not the least of which is a problem in the U.S. as well. The Afghan hotel attack, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe even last week.
Right.
One of the intelligence analysts that I spoke with said the terrorists actually go to these hotels. They sometimes actually go to these buildings to conduct pre-operational surveillance, and they use sometimes vehicles like this as props to support their activities. So this is a part of the reason why they're concerned about not just clone delivery trucks, but any kind of cloned commercial vehicle.
So we hear something like this. What should we all be thinking? I mean, if you see a phone company truck that's parked someplace where it doesn't appear that they're doing any phone company work, should you call someone?
That's absolutely what you should do, according to the authorities. Anything that looks out of the ordinary should be dealt with in a manner that's not ordinary. If you see a truck someplace and it doesn't seem, something doesn't add up, if you see something, say something, is
right.
What they've been saying for a while. It should apply to situations like this, especially now that summer is coming on, because people are outdoors a lot,
right.
A lot more. There are lots of outdoor events. There are lots of opportunities for nefarious activities involving cloned commercial vehicles, and that's something they're really concerned about.
Wow. All right. Thank you, J.J. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.